Hey guys, welcome to the Restricted Area Podcast. Kyle Barton alongside Evan Olivas, and on today's episode, we are going to break down the Eastern Conference playoff picture.
All right, so we already broke down the Western Conference playoff picture in our last episode. If you haven't listened to that, go give it a listen. So let's just get right to the chase, Kyle. What teams do you see not making the playoffs in the Eastern Conference?
Right off the bat, obviously, Orlando Magic and Atlanta Hawks. And I think those are the two worst teams in the league by far, I'd even say. Especially Atlanta. They've got – I mean, unless Trae Young ends up surprising a lot of people and being a stud rookie, I don't see the Hawks doing anything over 20 wins. And same goes for Orlando. It seems like they're rebuilding every single year.
I can't decide – whether to put the Detroit Pistons in the playoff picture or not. They're kind of at that stage where they can't make the playoffs, but they can't rebuild. They have Andre Drummond and Blake Griffin. And who did they draft this year? They drafted – who did they draft, Kyle?
I can't remember. They had their trip. Their pick was traded to the Clippers.
Oh, right. Yeah, they still got Andre Drummond, Blake Griffin, Reggie Jackson. But I don't know if that roster is good enough to make the playoffs. Same with the Hornets. They went 36-46 last year. We're still unsure if Kemba Walker is going to get traded or not. Yeah. That's kind of a mystery there. But also the New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets, I don't see them getting the playoff seed. But my one seed for this year in the Eastern Conference is definitely going to be the Boston Celtics. And then probably the Toronto Raptors at number two. And then it gets really interesting. We have the Philadelphia 76ers, the Indiana Pacers. What do you think of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Kyle? Do you think they're going to make the playoffs?
I don't think they're going to make playoffs. I mean, looking at the roster, I mean, we saw how bad it was even with LeBron last year. Mm-hmm. Without LeBron now, I see them being one of the four worst teams in the East. I'd say only had Orlando, Atlanta.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, and maybe Charlotte. I'm not that high on the Charlotte Hornets. Mm-hmm. I think if you take Kemba Walker off of the Hornets, I think in terms of their talent level, it's about the same as Atlanta.
Yeah. I also was pretty surprised that Kevin Love signed a extension with them. I think it was a 4-year deal. So I think he's going to try to finish his career off with Cleveland. But I thought that the Cleveland Cavaliers are definitely going to trade him. So that's kind of interesting there. But I see the Pacers. I think the Pacers are capable of getting the fourth seed, especially with Victor Oladipo's breakout season. And Miles Turner, he's only going to get better. They still got Thaddeus Young, Darren Collison. They have a solid bench. They drafted TJ Leaf last year. So I think the Pacers are definitely capable of a four seed. What about the five seed, the Bucks or the Heat? I think it'll be the Bucks. I see the Heat actually falling off this year.
Agreed.
I don't really know what to think of Hassan Whiteside. I don't really know if he's going to get better or worse. I think he's just going to kind of stay where he is. It's kind of the same situation with Washington. I don't see them getting better or worse. I think they're just going to, I mean, they didn't really get anyone in free agency. I think they're just going to stay like, kind of like the same team they already are.
I actually think Washington actually could be capable of the four seeds. John Wall was out most of the year last
year. That's
true. And they were still able to be an eight seed. And I actually think signing Dwight Howard was very underrated. Mm-hmm. Like Dwight Howard, in my opinion, is still a really good center. I think he still averaged like 12 rebounds last year. Like I think he could be big games, definitely an upgrade, I think, from Marcin Gortat.
Oh, yeah, definitely. With Gortat going to the Clippers, I think that the Wizards definitely can make a run for maybe a higher seed this year, especially with them finishing at 8 last year. But I also see the Bucks going up. I think the Bucks can challenge the Pacers for that 4 seed. Giannis, I only see him improving next season. I think he's going to be a legitimate MVP contender going into the next season.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, but they got Chris Middleton, too. Mm-hmm. He's another one of the most underrated players. He averaged over 20 points per game last year. But I don't – it's going to be interesting. I think that's thing to watch is how they recover from trading Jabari Parker. I know he's been hurt a lot, but He's still a really good player. Jabari Parker, when he's healthy, was averaging like 25 and 5.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that Bucks team plays without Jabari Parker, even though they didn't really get to see him that much in the lineup because how much he's been injured. But they also did sign Brook Lopez. So that's going to be interesting to see how he does with the Bucks. But I think my final playoff picture for the Eastern Conference, I see the Boston Celtics at 1, the Raptors at 2. I see the 76ers at 3, Pacers at 4, Bucks at 5, Washington Wizards at 6, Miami Heat at 7, and I see the Hornets getting the 8 seed.
Interesting. I agree with you on the top 3. 1 Boston, 2 Toronto, 3 Philadelphia. My 4, I think Milwaukee's going to jump up 4. I think Giannis with his MVP potential is just – he can really carry that team, even if they don't have as much around him.
Yeah.
Now, 5, I actually think the Washington Wizards at 5. I think they'll just edge out Indiana for that 5th spot. Yeah. With Indiana, and then Indiana at 6. And then 7, in my opinion, that's where you got a lot of hodgepodge teams. Mm-hmm. Like Miami. I think Detroit, actually, a big thing that's hasn't really been talked about much. Mm-hmm. Is hiring Dwayne Casey.
Coach of the Year.
Even though he got fired by Toronto, he still won Coach of the Year. I think that's going to be a big upgrade from Stan Van Gundy for Detroit.
Oh, yeah, definitely. After that, Coach of the Year award definitely will be. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Uh-huh.
And then
eight seed, huh? I think Detroit will end up taking that eight seed. Because I just don't see Charlotte. I mean, Kemba Walker is all they've had last few years, and they're just consistently in that 35 win range.
Yeah,
and they lost Dwight Howard too.
True.
Plus, they didn't gain anything unless Miles Bridges turns out to be a really good draft pick. I just don't see Charlotte doing much this year.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting to see if I think the Charlotte Hornets and the Detroit Pistons will definitely be back and forth this year for the playoff race. Mm-hmm. But let's move on to free agencies. So. The top remaining free agents after Clint Capella signing his I think he signed a 5-year deal max with the Rockets yesterday.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good move for the Rockets to get one of the most underrated centers back.
Definitely.
So after Clint Capella, really it falls off. According to CBS, the next best free agent is Rodney Hood from the Cavaliers, and he's a restricted free agent, meaning the Cavaliers can match whatever contract he receives. So do you think Rodney Hood will go to a different team, or do you think the Cavs will match his contract?
Ooh, that's tough. I think Rodney Hood, he didn't fit in with Cleveland.
No, not at all.
With being in the same position as LeBron James, and he had some behavioral issues too. But when he was in Utah, he was at 2 points per game. I think he could be really good somewhere. I just don't know about Cleveland. I mean, I don't know. I know he didn't want to return to Cleveland, but obviously they can still match his contract if someone else tries to offer. I think Cleveland will try to re-sign him.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily know if he'll be happy there.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more there, especially after the locker room issues we saw during the playoffs with him being unhappy about his playing time in Cleveland. I think they're going to match his contract, but I think he may end up getting traded in the middle of the season. I don't really see that working out. So after Rodney Hood, Greg Monroe still hasn't been signed. He's also a pretty underrated center. He had a good season with Boston last year. I think Boston's going to try to re-sign him, especially after re-signing Marcus Smart. I wouldn't see why not they wouldn't re-sign him.
Yeah, me too. I think Greg Monroe for any contender, because he's a little older, so he's not a rebuilding team. But I see going to Boston – I could even see Toronto going after him for like as like a backup for depth, since they traded Jacob Poeltl to San Antonio and he was their backup center last year. So I don't know who their backup center is now.
I see the Lakers trying to go for Greg Monroe. Because right now their centers are JaVale McGee, really, because they lost Brook Lopez to the Bucks. So I think the Lakers could be in the run for Greg Monroe, but I haven't seen him get much interest from any teams. So after Greg Monroe, we got Dwayne Wade, who has a really interesting situation right now. One of the Chinese teams is offering him a huge contract, but they also gave him a deadline. And I'm pretty sure that deadline ends tomorrow, so he's got to make his decision pretty quick.
Wow.
What would you do if you were Dwayne Wade? Would you come back to the NBA for less money, or would you go to China for more money?
If I was Dwayne Wade, I'd come back to the NBA. I mean, you've already got so much money. I feel
Yeah.
like going overseas would just damage his reputation.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense. I think Dwayne Wade's going to re-sign with the Heat despite him getting that huge offer from the China team. I'm not sure which one it was, but I think he's going to re-sign with the Heat and retire with Miami because it makes so much sense.
Yeah, I agree. That's a smart move for D Wade.
So after that, David West is still a free agent. Do you think he's going to retire? Do you think the Warriors still have interest in him? He's a
Oof,
pretty
that
solid bench player, so I'm not sure.
he is. I think David West is gonna end up retiring after this season.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what else he has to do with his career. He's already won championships with Golden State. He doesn't really have anything less to play, much more to play for. He's made tons of money.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's like 38 or 39. Like, he's getting up there in age.
Yeah, I see him retiring. Maybe I don't even know if he's going to get an offer from the Warriors, but if he doesn't, then he's probably going to retire. Moving on, we have Jamal Crawford. He's 38 years old. Do you think that I don't think the Timberwolves are going to re-sign him. I heard in this one report on Twitter, but he's a pretty solid bench player. He's still pretty good. He has a really good mid-range jumper, and I forget how many points he averaged with the Timberwolves last season, but he seemed to fit in really well in Minnesota.
Yeah, I think it was like 8 or 9 points, which
Yeah.
for like a 38-year-old's not bad at all. Like, I think a lot of teams. I heard rumors also about the Warriors adding for bench depth, which I think would make perfect sense for the Warriors or any of these contenders. I heard rumors about the Nuggets for a little
Yeah,
bit.
yeah.
There's a lot of teams that could use him for
Yeah,
sure.
a lot of teams. I'm surprised he hasn't got signed yet. One of the bigger names in free agency. But after that, it gets a little bit more interesting. We have Nick Young, who's still, he's only 33 years old, so he still has a few years left. He just won a championship with the Warriors. He was pretty solid coming off the bench, scoring all those threes. Do you think that the Warriors, I think the Warriors would rather re-sign Nick Young than go for David West.
Oh yeah, I definitely agree. I actually think Nick Young, even though a lot of people hate his antics and stuff, I
Yeah.
think he should be higher up on this list. I still think he's a pretty good player.
Yeah, definitely. He scored, I think he averaged 6 or 7 points off the bench for the Warriors last year. So, I think he can definitely bring a nice bench player to a team that needs one. I don't know if he I think he's going to stay with the Warriors. So,
Same.
moving on, we have one of the younger free agents actually. And I'm surprised this guy hasn't been signed yet, Jahlil Okafor. He's only 24 years old. Do you think the Nets are going to try to re-sign him? I suspect he's going to be asking for a pretty large contract.
He is a real tough one. I don't think Brooklyn's gonna try to re-sign him. I think they're done with the Jahlil Okafor
Yeah.
project. But he was the number two pick in the draft. I still think he can help some team. I feel like he's still got potential to end up being like around a 15 point per game average
Yeah,
scorer.
definitely. I think people don't give him enough credit. He hasn't done much yet in the NBA, but he still has a lot of potential, I think. And I'm surprised he's not higher on this list. And I'm surprised no one's signed him yet.
Same.
I think he's worth the money in my book.
Me too.
All right. So it looks like it kind of falls off after this. But we got our last free agent. We got Joe Johnson. He was on the Rockets last year. Do you think he's going to retire, or do you think the Rockets will try to re-sign him or go to a different team?
I think Joe Johnson will give it one more year. I
Yeah.
feel like he's old, but I don't think he's as old as David West. And he could still play for a championship. Yeah, Joe Johnson's never won a title before.
Yeah, he's
Really good. Like,
37
he
years
was
old, by the way.
what?
But I think he has one more year left.
Yeah, how good he used to be when he was in Atlanta and Utah. Like, I think Joe Johnson signs and again, like a contender.
Yep.
Like I could see him going back to Houston if Houston wants to re-sign him.
Yeah, he's definitely going to go to a contender. Maybe I could see the Warriors having interest in him. If they can't get Nick Young back, I think he could definitely take Nick Young's spot on that roster.
Oh, definitely. I think Joe Johnson definitely has more maturity and stuff. He's definitely had more has had more experience being a top player in the league than Nick Young has.
Well, that looks like it should be it for our podcast today. Before we wrap it up, Kyle, do you have anything else you want to go over?
Oh, I think the one thing is that I think Jahlil Okafor, I think a lot of people need to realize that this guy, I think he has a lot of potential. I know, you were saying that too. I think Jahlil Okafor, if he team, maybe like a bad team, like I see him getting picked up by someone like Charlotte or Atlanta or something. I see him really breaking out this year. I think so.
Yep, I think if he signs with the team for the large contract he's going to be asking for, I definitely think he'll prove that he's worth that. And that should wrap it up for our podcast today, the Restricted Area Podcast. Thank you so much, whoever is listening, and we'll see you guys later.